begins now.
And I'm curious, Jesse, because I tweeted this out, or I guess X'd it out. I'm never going to call this X. I'm sorry. I know you love your Elon Musk.
No, I'm a Twitter guy, too.
I just can't bring myself to do it. Well, I know, but I like to be accurate. I don't want to call, I don't call Wilde and Tausch green and gold today. Like, the show changed and obviously much more popular with you on it. But I did share on social media our question about nervousness about this team. And I've gotten a few responses that I think are legitimate. Jesse, have you been curating texts as well?
I've been seeing some of the responses come through.
Busy.
Not as many nerves as we might think, although there are a few responses on, I'm calling.
No, we didn't think there would be a ton of nerves. That was why I was so surprised.
Right.
When I was on with KPN yesterday. So, I didn't know, I didn't sense there was nerviness at all until yesterday.
Let me give you a couple of the themes that I've been seeing coming through, especially on Twitter. So one question here.
Okay.
Will Josh Jacobs be as good as Aaron Jones was?
Aaron Jones was really good down the stretch
last
year.
Aaron Jones missed a ton of games, guys.
He did.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be better than Aaron Jones at the end of the season? I don't think so.
But he's going to be better than Aaron Jones was during that six-game stretch in which he didn't play.
No, I think on the whole, I think Josh Jacobs will be more durable and probably he'll have better numbers, but is he going to be as good at the end of the year as Aaron Jones was because Aaron Jones missed those games and was fresh? I don't know, Jim.
Another response. The kicking game seems to be a bit suspect.
For sure.
As the kids say.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you just try to go, like, hip and young with sus when you're the oldest 32-year-old we know?
Yeah.
When you turn woolly into being the oldest 25-year-old.
Yeah, your influence is clear there.
You're turning everybody in the ESPN Madison office into being years older.
We're mature around here. Hey, but I agree. The kicking game's a little sus heading into the 2024 season. Huh?
Okay.
You don't like it.
No.
No, I don't.
All right. So I've got a couple of responses here, and I want to get to one of them now and save one of them for later. The first one is, Philip chimes in. Injuries, we know that. Everyone's worried about that.
Always.
Though. Like all 32 teams that, and there will be teams whose seasons are derailed by injuries to key players at key positions, and you just hope that you're not one of them. But we know that happens to teams. And you were part of I'll say this. I still would love to know what the 2002 team, which I know is two decades ago, might have done. They lost both their tackles. I am over
That's
it.
25
I'm
years.
Not, I'm not. I'm not. I'm
yeah,
not.
No, I think we obviously, I thought we're a really good team.
Because you were really good.
It would have been fun to.
You took a huge jump in 01. You might have had a chance against the greatest show on turf, but your quarterback threw six picks, and three of them were returned for touchdowns.
We weren't winning that game.
So I was eager to see what the following year, if we talk about progression,
it would've been fun.
What you were going to do. And then they lose their right tackle. Then they lose their left tackle. They lost Darren Sharper. They lost Robert Ferguson. And then you guys lose to Michael Vick. At Lambeau Field, the first team to ever lose a home playoff game at Lambeau Field in Packers history.
Yes, sir.
But you were a shell of the team you were at the start of the year. So those are the things you don't want to see happen, because who knows? You were playing in the, for those young people that don't remember this season, you had a game against the Jets the last day of the season that if you won, you were going to be the number one seed in the NFC.
It would have been the most important one seed ever, too.
And you were beat to you know what, and you lost Wayne Krabet and Chad Pennington ate your lunch, and you fell to the three seed. You're playing on the opening weekend. The Falcons and Michael Vick come in and beat you, and it's a missed window of opportunity because of the injuries you suffered that year. Mike Flanagan playing left tackle. So that can happen, and I understand you can be nervous about that, but look, that you got no control over. maybe getting the asymmetrical hamstrings of Christian Watson aligned, you got some control over that. But the other stuff, you don't. But Phillip's other concern, and this is, I don't see this. I acknowledge that it's a possibility. Possible regression from 10 and the wide receivers. This is a credit to those players for being so good the final nine games of 2023. But past results may not be indicative of future success. Is Phil being a Chicken Little, or does he have a legitimate point?
No, he does. We don't know. I mean, you could say that every year. And I think one of the things that we are not taking into account is that receiving core, we just think everything is just going to keep on keeping on. Well, that's not typically how this works. Players emerge, other players' roles diminish. All of a sudden, it's not going to be the same old fun bunch. Everybody's in this together. Like, how you balance that is going to be really important. You know, if Jaden Reed and Wicks elevate themselves and are studs, are you really going to play Bo Melton? Are you going to put in Heath?
Malik Heath?
You know, that's the part. Do you get that right? It's a fair concern. I am not worried. I think people will emerge. I think you're going to see that because just like in a bulk tank on the farm, cream doesn't sit at the bottom. Comes up, you get all that good butter fat. Bah! Right up to the top. And that's what you make all your good stuff with. That's how your offense churns touchdowns. It's through that butter fat.
That wasn't bad. You found a good way to make churn fit there. That wasn't bad. All right, so I think Phillip has a reasonable concern. From Daniel the landscaper, are we going to automatically say that we should have kept Jones at the first sight of Jacobs getting slightly injured, or are we going to give him some time? Of course, those of us that are measured are going to give him some time. Are there going to be folks
Jones
that...
Jones got hurt a bunch.
He did?
It's not like you're replacing him with Frank Gore. You know, Frank is a guy that never missed any snaps, you know, outside of that major knee injury he had. He played a ton of games, didn't miss games.
Right.
So Aaron Jones, the reason he ain't here is because he wasn't durable. It wasn't because his play dipped.
Missed the same number of missed one fewer game than due to injury than Josh Jacobs has over the last four seasons. But again, yeah, I think the point about Jones is that he also played when he was nicked up and he wasn't as productive. So we'll see how durable he is.
Aaron Jones, when he's fully healthy, was a machine. Mm-hmm. Like, you got great production, but consistency-wise, and I think, you know, he was a little bit slighter. Now, he's not the big, thick back that JJ is going to be. So I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, if he's not as productive, it gets to be week 4 and 5, and he's struggling to get a 100-yard game, people are going to start questioning and wondering, and that's the price of doing business in this league.
Okay. All right. There's another one. There's another text or tweet from Joe that I want to get to as another possible reason for nerves. Again, this all started with Kyle Wallace on KBN expressing his nervousness about this team. And the reason why we're talking about it is not because the three of us necessarily think Packers fans should be nervous, but it was such an anomaly as compared to how most Packers fans are talking about this team. And it gave us pause, and we said, well, maybe we need to explore this a little bit. Maybe we're missing something. So Joe at Work has one more aspect to this team that I want to get to continue or to put a bow on this nervousness subject. Now, before we do that, old T, Pukey White Pants Johnson, has a digi only that he would like to do across our video streams, Twitter, X, YouTube, Facebook.
LinkedIn. And we also have a stream next on LinkedIn.
I don't think so.
No.
And Jesse, I don't want to false advertise. Does this go out over all of those streams?
The Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed, the Wildy and Tausch Facebook page, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. This is one of the quirks of the way we're set up. It only will go out over the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Okay,
that
so
is very quirky.
Switch over.
Very quirky.
Tausch, tell folks why we're doing this, because I was going to go get another cup of coffee, but apparently I'm not.
Oh, you look tired.
I do. I am.
Yeah. I think Evan Cohen this morning on Unsportsmanlike, they were discussing different things in school that are useless that we learned in school.
Ooh.
And
for
I don't
example?
Remember what. Just so, Jesse, what was it that Evan did this morning that was useless?
I didn't hear it. I don't actually know. I just had some good ones that I wanted to throw back at you.
All right, what is yours?
Well, are we doing it on the video stream or are we doing
it here? Why did you ask the question then? I don't understand what the hell is going on.
I asked the question, and I'm teasing it and giving people time to switch over to the video channel.
Oh.
If that makes any sense to you. But I guess I thought you would at least be able to give us examples of what they said since you listened to it and heard it.
Yeah, I have not needed to use those cosines. What, like, it's calculus. Never have had to use
sine, cosine, tangent.
And
yep.
I struggled immensely with Patty Thompson's class. I couldn't.
We could say
her
name,
though. It was such a grind, and I struggled. And then I struggled. And then I look back, I'm thinking, I didn't need that.
Yeah. Also, that's
not
calculus.
I don't even know what the hell cosines are.
That's trigonometry. It's not calculus. So let's make sure that we get these things right. Because that was Jesse that threw out the calculus, wasn't it? If I'm listening correctly to this program.
Jesse said calc.
Trigonometry, Jones. We're going to shift over to the video streams to discuss the useless things that we learned in school. We'll do that while the terrestrial radio crowd and the audio streaming crowd listen to some important messages from our great partners. Digi only on the video platforms. Join us there, and we'll be back in a few minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, everybody, we are live on the Digi only.
Hello,
on the video
Digi
stream.
Only guests. We'll talk a little bit about hypotenuse and stuff from Jesse's sine cosine waves.
One was top of the list for me, by the way, Tausch. I agree with you. Sine cosine tangent was very
difficult. Yeah, I don't understand
difficult.
That. And then where you'd have to like figure out an equation, and then you'd put like a dot, like where it would come down on the little spectrum, and then next thing you know, you're drawing a parabola. A graph.
Yeah.
And you're drawing a parabola off of it. And I'm thinking at the time, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know math is important. But what does this have to do with anything in society? Is this how you code? Is this, like, why did I need to know cosines and all the other syntax, all the other stuff?
Well, all right. So I'm not. Part of going to school and learning those things that, yes, given your chosen career path, you have no use for, is about the process of learning things. You're a really smart guy, and I'm not just saying that to butter you up, but you learn how to learn when you're in school, and there's value in the sine, cosine, tangent, hypotenuse, parabola business, because it's the process of learning. I became a sports writer and then radio host. I don't do a lot of graphing work. You're right. There are lots of people who do, though. So they don't.
Who
get,
does?
All the graphs I've heard of are the graphs that, like, the bar graphs or the pie charts that you learn in like
pie chart.
Fifth grade. Yeah.
All right. Well, this Digi only is not here to bash trigonometry.
No,
what
I'm not
else?
Bashing it. I just I don't know.
You kind of are. Well, you're saying that nobody uses it.
At the time, I was, you know, we had home ec, and I would learn how to sew. I still don't know how to sew, but I wish I do.
Well, you
There's
had
plenty
your
of
chance.
Things that I
what
wish
the
I
hell
did.
Happened?
That's a very practical skill. Yeah.
What'd you do? Why didn't you learn?
I just, it wasn't great. Woodworking. Loved going in the shop, putting my shop glasses on it, putting it on a lathe, and lathing the bat, making ourselves a wooden bat.
You can make a speed table.
You know, making a shadow box for my mom at her house. Like, I loved woodworking. I loved that stuff.
Uh-huh. All right, so those were useful that you didn't then apply. You're not handy and you can't sew.
But I'm not mad about that. But I'm mad about all the struggles that I did trying to get a proper parabola or a rhombus. Like, I struggled with those.
So really, you're still there are days where you wake up and go, God dang it, I can't believe I had to do that stupid trigonometry.
What about all the, in like 6th or 7th grade, we did a ton of Russian history, where we had to remember who the different czars were leading up to every, like, I know you're a history guy.
Are you paying
guy.
Attention in the world right now, well, Jesse? Like, it's probably, that's not useless.
Well, knowing okay. what happened, I guess, is relevant, but.
I know what, so those guys were saying, why do we need to know state capitals? And I literally was thinking, what the hell are you talking about? Knowing state capitals is a pretty good thing to be as a citizen of this country.
I agree. Okay?
So
totally
I didn't get that. And by the way, Evan doesn't have a clue. And next thing you know, Canty is rolling off every state capital on earth.
He's like, Jesse.
So my that favorite one is just category. Yeah.
Yes. I thought that was crazy.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rocks. All that geology
that rocks
stuff.
Rocks for jocks. Still yeah. one of the most difficult classes I took at the University of Wisconsin.
10 seconds. Any final thoughts on our digi here, old T?
I didn't feel like Jason brought anything to the table. Jason, before we go back, what's your class?
Everything what was useful to me because I am perfect like my children. That's the end of this digi only. Thanks for tuning in. Like to publicly apologize.
For what?
To the people who listened or watched that digi only. So I have to.
You didn't like it?
Well, so. I love you, buddy. I do. But you get after the trigonometry crowd. So I have to use some of our time to discuss the value in learning how to learn. And the parabola did, even though you're not using it in your everyday life, in a school, you don't know which kids are going to turn out to be NFL players
yeah,
and radio
but who
hosts.
Who does use that?
I'm
who uses like, parabolas?
I'm guessing that there are certainly in people that do coding. Got to think like architects and stuff are doing
but you
complex
don't know,
equations.
Right?
Like, because I'm not any of those things. I don't
but
do
But do architects
sine waves.
Need to draw cosine, get all these equations down, and then parabolize things? I don't know. I mean, I know they have to be able to like know where things go and you pipe things through here and do all this other stuff. I don't know all this stuff. That's why I want to know. I want to learn. I know it never mattered to me, and I know that was one thing that gave me immense struggle. Because learning a foreign language, nobody's going to regret learning a foreign language. Nobody.
Yeah, and then you have a chance to go to Brazil and use your Portuguese. You're not going. You don't really use it now. So the argument could be made that it was.
I have used it. No, I was just in. I was just in Portugal and I tried to use it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Tried to use it as opposed to used it. Yeah. Not the same.
Well, it was Spanish.
Sine and cosine functions are find applications in computer graphics, signal processing, simulation, okay. encryption, and decryption. You know, you want all your data encrypted. Well, those guys that are doing that had to use sine and cosine to design those programs. So
okay.
there you have it.
So it is coding. Okay. Obviously
now,
very important.
JJ and Poinette points out on the text line, separate of the one I was just putting up on the stream, that when you throw a football from point A to point B, it makes a parabola shape.
Well, it depends how much arc. Farvey trying to drill it over to Bubba Franks in the seam route. He ain't putting a bunch of parabola on it. He's throwing a BB
He's throwing a rhombus. Then I got Tauscher getting after me because I didn't say anything that was useless to me in school.
No, because it's the ability to learn is yeah. what it's about. So
yeah.
you should
we only had 4 minutes, and I had to explain that to you. So, look, there's plenty of things that I don't apply today. Like, I took a statistics class, but when I have to figure out quarterback rating, I have an Excel program that I punch in the numbers, and then it does the math for me. I don't have to do the problem, right? So I think most of us don't do, like, I still do long-form division on occasion when I'm trying to figure something out, if I don't have a calculator handy. So those are valuable things. But my statistics course I took, I don't use now. Even though I deal in statistics, I dropped calculus. I would say that even though I picked up meteorology at the University of Wisconsin, I am not going outside and identifying cumulonimbus clouds. But again, just because
well,
you don't
all
use
know
it,
Cirrus are the best of the clouds.
Man, those are the wispy Cirrus. Ones.
I like
no.
cirrostratus yeah, for their way up in the atmosphere there.
I just think it helps your brain function better. So even if you don't use that stuff, it's still valuable. But I agree with you on state capitals.
I'm going to send you three trigonometry problems I want done by tomorrow morning show. Okay?
Where are you going to get those from? Because Lord knows it's not like you look stuff up on the internet on your own.
I'm guessing Google has something for that.
Okay.
Should we do different levels of math problems during Digi-only breaks tomorrow and see how we do?
You guys go right ahead. I'm going to go get my coffee in the next time you try to do that stuff. All right. I do want to get to this, though, because I think this is a reasonable, and we heard Brian Bulaga give a variation of this. Joe at Work says, when it comes to things that might make you nervous about the Packers, Jeff Hafley has called exactly zero plays as a defensive coordinator in the NFL. He may become a great defensive coordinator, but he may not be right away. I would ask you, from a nervousness perspective, are you a little nervous that there's going to be growing pains on that side of the ball with a new system and a new defensive coordinator and a handful of new players in the mix?
Do we think that this defense can be any worse than last year's defense?
Sure. There's a possibility, I suppose. I don't expect it to be, but I can't rule that out.
Are you nervous that that's going to be the case?
No. I think it might not be significantly better. And then there's going to be disappointment. But I don't think it'll be worse.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the question. And am I nervous about that? I saw the Carolina Panther game on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
Ain't gonna be any worse than that. That second half of that game could not have been worse. So while you're right, Joe, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, I don't think you're gonna end up with a bunch of answers that are gonna be worse than what we saw at its worst last year. So Joe Barry's defense struggled. We all complained. We all wanted Joe Barry to be relieved of his duties. That isn't what ended up happening. And now I think, again, just like the Jordan Love part, yeah, things could go this way. Things could go that way. I just don't know how you're going to look at this and say, man, we're that much worse. Other than, you know, if this team gives up a ton of big plays, that would be my big concern. So
yeah.
If I'm going to say, you know, wow, they play this soft coverage and they give up all these, and that drives us nuts as fans. Well, you know what drives us more nuts?
Huge
guy catches
plays.
A 75-yard slant route because they're bringing the house, or they're leaving Jair one-on-one and he's not holding up. Well, this is what we do. Yeah, I could say I'd be nervous about that part of it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's very fair. All right. Well, I don't know how your long and distinguished academic career affects you make it. Oh, Jana in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Jana throwing down the lumber.
I use that math. I'm a bridge engineer. Lots of bridges in Pittsburgh.
So I wonder what Jana, like, so Jana sits around. I just envision, like, she's got one of those big screens, and she's sitting there, like, putting dots down and drawing it out and saying, oh, well, that the bridge does this. Like, I figured engineering and all that, that's not my where I live. I wish. So she takes what she learned as a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, and is applying that to building a bridge by doing cosines and syntaxes and all the other stuff. Is that what my understanding is?
I think so. I mean, I'm sure she was very busy after The Dark Knight Rises, because didn't they have to rebuild all those bridges in Pittsburgh after they blew them up for the
film?
True.
Cut off all the exit. Yeah.
All right. So it's great to have Jana back in the fold, by the way. I was starting to worry that she'd abandoned us. So it's great to have her. I still want to find out more information about her living arrangements and her roommate that reached out to us. I'm intrigued by that. Well, I'm just a
since
curious
she hasn't
person.
Weighed in on it and you've asked for it, I'm guessing maybe we don't want to know the answer.
Or
no, I still want to know the answer. That doesn't change that. She may not want to tell me the answer, but I'm still curious. What I'm also curious about is whether or not if the only way to get Mark Tauscher to stop when he's got his forward motion syndrome on a long drive is to point out that the next exit has a quick trip.
Oh, indeed. And, man, just take a look outside. The summer weather's here. Means I'm getting out the grill as much as I can. You've got the regulars like burgers and dogs, which, of course, you can get at your local Quick Trip. But you know where my bread is buttered? Oh, bratwurst. We're doing a big old cookout down at Amphib Field this weekend. We love getting brats on the grill. Or grats on the grill.
Are you throwing out the
We love having brats on the grill. And hearing that sizzle. Get over to Quick Trip right now to get your brats. Each 5-count package of brats from the Quickery is just $2.99. 5 brats, $3. That's a steal. Pair the brats with fresh brat buns from the Quickery as well and enjoy. Stop in today or order ahead using your Quick Rewards app. Pick up the order in-store, get it through curbside. Brats and buns can be in your hands like that. Already taste it. Check out specials on roasted whole chickens, jumbo chicken tenders, bone-in chicken, and the Quickery white bread is just 99 cents a loaf. All these deals and more right now at your local Quick Trip. Download that Quick Rewards app today. I'm telling you, it's fun. What deals are up here today? Oh, boom. Oh, it's the today's deal of the day. Oh, I get one of those sweet little smoothies. You just never know what's going to show up on your Quick Rewards app. So sign up and earn rewards on every trip to Quick Trip.
It's pretty good stuff there.
On the brill.
Grats.
Sizzle.
First.
I say Grazie to Quick Trip for having his deal on Bratsies.
There it is. Yeah.
You really wedged that in there. That was well done. All right, we'll do Whoa Nelly next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It's a beautiful.
Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, Jesse, did you get any feedback from Ryan Wollersheim about his new nickname, Wowie, that we gave him?
Wowie is what you came? No.
Well, he said it, and then we piled on, as we're known to do.
No, I've not heard any feedback on that, but the fact that
it
wasn't brought up once throughout the remainder of the day would lead me to believe that that's probably a no-go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
From the school of Mark Tauscher proposing the Old Man Football League when we were out at the American Family Insurance Championship at University Ridge in Madison last month, comes a tweet from Jose Canseco. There should be a home run derby featuring only retired players. Good idea. Would you watch Old T? Is this the next iteration of your old man sports that you want to implement?
Would I watch? Yeah. I think it'd be really fun to see McGuire, Canseco, Sosa, and Barry Bonds. You get 20 swings. Let's see who wins. You're telling me that wouldn't be more watched than Kirk Alonso, and I don't know anyone else that's even in the real Home Run Derby, that would blow it out by 5-1. That might be the highest ranked baseball thing that we'd see all year, is if they put those four together and had them do a Home Run Derby.
You're leaving out Jose Canseco, or are you going to let
him? No, I want Jose in there. It's his idea.
Okay, so
he thinks he can still hit.
Maguire, Sosa, Bonds,
Canseco.
And Canseco.
Yeah.
The Bash Brothers.
That's
reunited. Again, I would love to dispute that, but I won't. I'd watch. No doubt I'd watch.
Matter of fact, if Major League Baseball doesn't want to do this, and we want to get this summer sol or this winter solstice idea, just because it doesn't, Jesse, stop shaking your head. I'm not going to do this in Madison. We'll do it down in West Palm. We'll have our ESPN West Palm station do it because it's got to be warm. And then we'll do a big old fireworks show down there on the 21st of December.
But then that defeats your entire point of the winter solstice being...
No, it's still dark out. It's about the dark out early.
Didn't you want snowy fireworks?
It's about it being dark out early.
Less fire risk, you said.
Well, that was just another thing up here. We can't do a major sporting event that's baseball related.
Is this major?
December 21st. I just told you this would be more watched. You're telling me you put this on X or Twitter, this thing's going to get 10 to 15 million views minimum.
So you,
and you guys know it.
Mark
YouTube
McGuire
this?
Is Mark McGuire is 60.
He's still jacked.
You want us to go down to West Palm Beach, Florida in late December, the week before Christmas, and after the Boca Raton Bowl with Northern Illinois and whoever they play, the next day you want us to do the Old Man Home Run Derby at one of the little spring training stadiums with Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, Jose Canseco, and Barry Bonds.
Exactly what I wanted.
And a fireworks show to culminate it.
Correct.
Okay. Barry Bonds is 59. Jose Canseco is 60. Mark McGuire is 60. Sammy Sosa is 55.
Advantage.
I'm curious.
Young man's game.
We're going to do this in the winter at Warner Park at the Duck Pond. So Jesse has to work extra before the fireworks show. I'm just curious, are we going to move the fences?
No.
Well, what if they only hit like two home runs?
That's part of the deal,
I
man.
I feel like you're going to get bored real fast watching this.
You're only getting 20 cuts. You only get 20 cuts. There's no six rounds, 20 swings. That's it.
How are you going to put
20
this
swings.
So wait. So they get 20 swings. They hit like six combined among the four of them out of the park. You don't think people are going to be standing in line saying, these fireworks better be the best fireworks I've ever seen because I want my money back?
This is going to be for a TV audience. This will be a small stadium. And it'll
you
be
just
for a
said
TV,
we weren't moving
Netflix.
The fences. We're doing it at Health Fair Field?
No, I don't. I'm just saying I don't need to have a 25,000 seat stadium. It could be a minor league park down there in West.
Yeah, a spring training stadium. They got like 3,000-4,000
sure,
in there.
Sure, perfect.
So everyone's going to want to see this, but no one's going to want to attend. Is what you just basically
except
said.
For the fireworks.
No,
show.
And the TV fireworks will be great.
You guys don't get it, man. I'm telling you, this would be a
I knew once we started to get after him a little bit, we were going to get the, you guys. I was surprised we didn't get the, you guys are idiots.
Close.
You guys don't get it.
It wasn't close. Would you two knuckleheads watch that performance?
I already said I would.
I would
so then what are we talking about here?
But it might get boring if they can't hit it out of the yard.
It's going to be an hour show with
Alex,
commercials.
Are the Alex Gravatts, the Riley Yauks, are the young people going to want to watch this? Or are they going to say, Mark McGuire is 60, I'm going to go watch something on YouTube?
This will be on YouTube. That's the beauty of it.
Does Max Tauscher want to see this?
I don't know. That'd be an interesting. I'll ask him.
Please
Whoa,
do.
Oh, Nelly!
See what he has to say.
Dak Prescott was in a walking boot the other day, and he was asked about what he's recovering from, and he says, quote, literally, it's absolutely nothing. People are reaching, trying to make things that they aren't. I'm getting older and have to take care of my body, have to be smart. If I can take precautions and lessen something by putting on a boot, I'll do it. Can it be literally nothing per Dak Prescott if you're in a walking boot?
No.
No.
No, I don't know why he's all upset about this. Like, if you don't want to bring attention to it, wear pants. Put a pair of pants on over your boot. Like, what are you doing? Like, you don't just randomly, trust me, I don't love wearing a knee sleeve now when I play pickleball. I didn't love wearing a knee brace when I played football.
Yeah.
You do it because it is going to help you or it makes you feel better. You get swelling out and all that other stuff. So if you're feeling great and it's no big deal, you just walk around. You can go in and do your treatment at your facilities. And when you go out fishing, walking on a dock, if you got to be in a walking boot, people are going to say, what the hell's wrong with your ankle?
Yes.
And act like that's like the people asking that question are crazy makes me think there's more to the story,
right,
Paul Harvey.
That's what I was just going to say. When you deny Paul Harvey it in too. That manner, because you finished my sentence,
you,
or I didn't want to finish
Paul
yours.
Harvey in there too?
Am I what?
You weren't going to put Paul Harvey in.
I was not. That's like the rest of the story. No, that's good. I do want to hear the rest of the puking and the girl's hair story from Homer. And I was going to drop a Paul Harvey reference there, but then we got off track. We got into your girl who now you won't
Speed
say her name,
bumps,
even though you
yeah.
said it on the radio twice, that got her white pants puked on. Look, yeah. I don't think that flat-out denials are ever a good idea, and I saw this story. I saw the picture, which was clearly surreptitiously taken by some dude on the dock, and then it made it onto social media, so he was obviously not expecting this to get out. But the way he handled it was poor. It's just poor. Like, if there's nothing there, then you're wearing a walking boot for preventative reasons? So you don't twist your ankle on the dock?
There's a there.
Yes, no doubt.
I don't get how you guys don't think Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, you think this is going to be like slow-pitch softball for these guys. You don't think they're going to hit a home run?
Well, why not?
The Texters want Griffey in it, too.
So I
oh,
agree.
I like that. Good ad. We could actually, you know what you could do? You could do an alleged steroid abusers segment and then a we think that he was clean segment and have the championship be steroids
yeah,
versus clean.
Like a good
alleged.
Versus evil
alleged.
Bracket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm in.
Okay.
He'd be the youngest guy, too. The kid would only be 54.
With fireworks.
But no one's coming to the stadium. We're going to go to a small stadium because no one's going to be interested.
Y'all don't think Ken Griffey or Jose Canseco can't hit a ball 315 feet. Like, I think that's insane to even think.
So where are you 60. Drawing? How many more people are you letting into this?
I want to keep it at four, but then you drop Ken Griffey. And, of course, I want Kenny G in. Of course.
Are you going to
have
Not Kenny?
Not big hurt. How about Frank Thomas? He's using all that testosterone stuff he's doing. Get him in there.
Yes. Okay. We'll keep workshopping this idea, see if we can get it scheduled for Warner Park in December.
It's not Warner Park. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. You know the ball doesn't carry. All right, here's the deal. Let's do it out in Colorado to make sure that there's a little more. Or we can go to Peru. Peru's got high elevation. We'll do it at Machu. We'll play. We'll have them hit home runs over Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu Derby presented by Mark Tauscher and ESPN West Palm.
But we'll it's wrap not the winter up. Solstice down there.
That's true. That is true, Jesse. We can't go south of the equator. Well done.
Now who are the knuckleheads? Yeah.
I knew that geography lesson you learned in high school would pay off. That's good stuff.
We shall wrap things up, thankfully, mercifully. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Dalla led the Big Ten, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Saleh, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024.
Like this at all. We're wrapping up the show not with trivia but with a mystery caller.
Oh boy.
Here we go. Jesse, what's going on?
Jana in Pittsburgh. Welcome
what?
To Wildy and
no!
What?
Jana!
Hey,
hello!
How's it going?
Great, you're calling when awesome. We're supposed to be done with the show, but we're going to break all the rules here. Tell us more about your bridge design work.
I tried to call during Whoa Nelly, and Jesse wouldn't see that.
I had the phone
ignored.
Blocked.
Ignored it.
You have 1 minute, Jana. Tell us everything you have about trigonometry.
That's not enough time. Not enough time. Can you just call
tomorrow?
We need a Jana segment
tomorrow.
Jana, are you available tomorrow? Can we set aside a Jana segment tomorrow? I've got so many questions, including about your roommate. What are you available tomorrow?
I can be for you guys.
Excellent. Oh, it's going to be a Jana in Pittsburgh Thursday on Wildy and Tausch. And you don't even have to be the correct caller to play trivia because you're ineligible. All right. Thank you for your call, Jesse.
I would love to play trivia, though.
Oh, well, you can. You just can't win the prize. You could play, but you don't want to?
No, I do. I just never make it in. I can never get in the right numbers.
I think Jesse's got a grudge against
Time's
you, and we
up.
Need to explore
Gotta
that
go.
Tomorrow as well. That's it for us.
Time's up.
We'll do it again tomorrow, and Jana will be here. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.